Listening to Capital Radio. This is Brian Rust welcoming you to another Mardi Gras, our carnival for best in vintage popular music and all that jazz. Happy listening. On our Christmas program, I played a record of a new British band called the Pasadena Roof Orchestra and commented it could be the start of something big. Well, that's a pretty corny sort of line, I know, but it does hold up. A young lady who says she's of the Beatles generation has discovered the delights of the sort of music I play and is most anxious to buy some LPs of it. And could I help, please? Of course, Pip, it'll be a pleasure. The only problem is where to start. There's so much of it. Well, let's begin at the beginning with some ragtime. And that goes back to the turn of the century and beyond, and since 1974 was the year of the film The Sting, with Scott Joplin, the master ragtime composer himself, providing the incidental music with The Entertainer, and thus making us all aware of his work, nearly 60 years after his death, let's hear a band version of that now famous rag, played here as part of a collection of Scott Joplin ragtime classics by the New England Conservatory Ragtime Ensemble, conducted by Gunter Schuller. Thank you. The Entertainer, arranged for Ragtime Orchestra, conducted by Gunter Schuller, on EMI EMD 5503. EMI EMD 5503. You won't find a more beautiful set of orchestral rags anywhere. They did make records of orchestras and bands playing rags back in the old days, though, and many of them were very good indeed. There's a fine assortment of these available now under the name Rusty Rags. Thank you very much for the plug. On a Say-Disc record, as it includes banjo rags, saxophone sextets, and delightfully tuneful things like Ted Snyder's Wild Cherries Rag, played by the Victor Orchestra. This is directed by Walter B. Rogers, who was once one of John Philip Sousa's principal cornetists. Wild Cherries Rag by Walter B. Rogers and the Victor Orchestra, recorded in 1910 and now reissued on Say-Disc SDL-253. Say-Disc SDL-253. And we'll have some more after the break.
We're all going on a Ladbroke holiday by the sea for a week or two. Fun and freedom on a Ladbroke holiday. So much to do the whole day through for the family and you. There's all in our self-catering, caravans and cruising too. There's cabaret and dancing, fun for the kiddies too.
Yes, Ladbroke Holidays in Norfolk, Cornwall and the Isle of Wight offer all the fun and freedom you want. Choose full board or self-catering, cruising on the Norfolk Broads, camping or touring, and even choosing is fun. With Ladbroke Holidays full-colour brochure, you get a free stereo record packed with entertainment. For your free Ladbroke Holidays brochure and record, ring 01734-6000. That's 01734-6000.
Come and join us on a Ladbroke holiday. They make it all come true.
Here we are back again on Mardi Gras. Well, now let's jump forward to the 1920s. Well, there are hosts of fine jazz LPs available, mostly on Parlophone and the VJM, Vintage Jazz Music, labels. But here's one I chose absolutely at random from the section marked Louis Armstrong. And it makes a fine tribute to the man who revolutionized jazz and who was recording from 1923 until shortly before his death in 1971. He has a lovely solo on Fletcher Henderson's record of One of These Days. Not Some of These Days. One of These Days, made in 1924 and still coming over clearly. One of These Days by Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra featuring Louis Armstrong. This is on VJM VLP 60. VLP 60. And all the other 16 tracks are by the same band, all with Louis, most of them showing him as a great soloist, even then. On the Halcyon label, which is also from the VJM catalogue, there's this fine record of 16 tracks by the California Ramblers, one of the greatest American bands of the 20s, of course, with our old friend Adrian Nolini on bass sax on most of them. There's so many good things on this one, I'm tempted to take a pin and stick it in the programme on the back, but that might damage the record, so I'll pick Stockholm Stomp and hope you'll enjoy it as much as things like We Love the College Girls and Vodo Dodio Blues and, would you believe, Show Me the Way to Go Home. Ladies and gentlemen, the California Ramblers, 1926. Thank you. California Ramblers, Stockholm Stomp on Halcyon HAL 8. Halcyon HAL 8. It's called Flapper Party, by the way. Very good, too. The group called the Goofus Five came from the Ramblers, of course, one of the early bands within a band, as a matter of fact, and Parlophone have issued a fine LP of some of their best numbers, made in 1925 and 1926. 18 of them. There's value for money, for they all bounce along like this one, Mary Lou. Goofus 5, Mary Lou on Parlophone, PMC 7183. Parlophone, PMC 7183. There's also a very interesting collection of the works of Hoagy Carmichael, played, sung and directed by Hoagy himself, among some very fine issues available on the RCA Victor label. Here's a sample, Rocking Chair, with Bix and Bubba Miley on trumpets, Benny Goodman, Tommy Dorsey, Eddie Lang, Joe Venuti, Gene Krupa, a truly all-star bunch. If I played the whole album, though, it'd be a program in itself. Everything on it is so different from everything else.
Thank you. happy?
Look at my Caitlin by my side. Fetch me the gin, son. Or tan your hide now. I can't get from this cabin.
Mm-mm, you ain't going nowhere.
Nowhere. Just set me here grabbing at the flies round this rocking chair. You remember Aunt Harriet?
Mm-hmm. How long haven't she been, Pappy?
Send me a sweet chariot for the end of the troubles I've seen.
You seen them, Pappy. I won't let rocking chair get you.
Judgment Day, yes, son. I'm chained. Chained to my rocking chair.
Hoagy Carmichael singing and directing his all-star pickup band in Rocking Chair in 1930. It's on RCA Victor LSA 3180. RCA Victor LSA 3180. 1974 was a remarkable year for nostalgia on records, and one of the greatest examples of this was the issue of two sets of recordings from the original soundtracks of four Astaire Rogers films. Top Hat, Shall We Dance, Swing Time and The Gay Divorcee. They're on EMI Records, beautifully recorded and superbly presented. Again, where do we start? Well, here's one that I like, and I think we all do, sung by Fred Astaire alone to an orchestra directed by the great Nat Shilkret, from a score written by the great George Gershwin. They Can't Take That Away From Me, from Shall We Dance, made in 1937.
Our romance won't end on a sorrowful note, though by tomorrow you're gone. The song is ended, but as the songwriter wrote, the melody lingers on. They may take you from me, I'll miss your fond caress. But though they take you from me, I'll still possess the way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. Oh no, they can't take that away from me, the way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love, but I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you've changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me, no, they can't take that away from me.
Fred Astaire singing George Gershwin's lovely number from Shall We Dance, They Can't Take That Away From Me, on the soundtrack of the film, issued now on EMI, EMTC 102. That's EMI, EMTC 102. And we'll have some more nostalgia after the break.
Look before you book. Come to the Holiday 75 show at Olympia, open every day from 4th to 12th of January. Get expert holiday advice from ABTA and many other exhibitors. See spectacular displays of national costume, music and dancing from countries all over the world. Leave the kids watching Tom and Jerry while you look around. Taste German wines or watch the DJs and stars at the Capital Radio Studio. Come to the Holiday 75 show at Olympia, open every day, including Sundays, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Look before you book your holiday.
Here we are back again on Mardi Gras. Now, let's see what's available by the great British bands of yesterday. Now, don't switch off if you only like hot jazz. Why don't you listen? You might learn something. Let's start with Roy Fox, the American whispering cornetist who came to London in 1930 and is still here, I'm glad to say. Here's one of a set of 17 numbers made in 1938 and only available on this record. They were never on 78s at all. It's Duke Ellington's Caravan. Roy Fox and his band playing Caravan in 1938 on Halcyon HAL7. Halcyon HAL7. Now I'd like to show you some of the fine things on the World Record label, starting with the work of a man I knew as a friend, the late Jack Payne, who directed the BBC Dance Orchestra from 1928 until 1932. World Records have collected 16 of his best records of that time, and here's one from this infinite variety, Happy Days Are Here Again, made in 1930 with Jack Payne himself singing.
About it now, happy days are here again.
Your cares and troubles are gone, there'll be no more from now on.
I said happy days are are here again. The skies above are clear again. So let's sing a song of cheer again. Happy days are here again.
Healthy piece of optimism from Jack Payne and the BBC Dance Orchestra. Happy days are here again. On world record number SH143. World record SH143. There's a double album on world records SHB21 giving us 32, count them, 32 tracks by Ambrose and his orchestra from the Mayfair Hotel, made between 1928 and 1932, when his band included the superb American trumpet player Sylvester Hohler and the equally great American clarinetist and saxophonist Danny Polo. It also had Ted Heath on trombone, Max Bacon on drums, and most of the time, Britain's finest saxophonist, at any rate at that time, Joe Crossman. One of their greatest records was 11:30 Saturday Night, and here it is.
I was in a trance, 11:30 Saturday night. In my arms I held a world of charms, 11:30 Saturday night. At 8 my fate had just begun. It grew quite late before love had won. Oh, can't you see, she's accepted me. 11:30 Saturday night.
Ambrose and his magnificent band, 11:30 Saturday Night, in 1930, part of the splendid world record set, SHB 21. World Records, SHB 21. The arranger of that was Lew Stone, and World Records have a double disc set of his band too, made in 1934 and 1935. Choosing one from 32 gems is again very difficult, but how about something still popular, although this was made 40 years ago exactly, almost the day. Winter Wonderland with Alan Kane singing.
Bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire, to face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland.
Stone, one of Britain's finest arrangers, and his band Winter Wonderland on World Records double set SH-178. World Records double disc set SH-178. After Jack Payne left the BBC and Henry Hall took his place, he too began calling on top arrangers, and in 1936 Benny Carter, the great American sax man who also plays trumpet, clarinet and piano, came to London to work with Henry Hall. Here in another world set devoted to Henry Hall's band is a beautiful example of their collaboration. Irving Berlin's 1936 hit from the Astaire Rogers film Follow the Fleet. I'm putting all my eggs in one basket.
Have been many, but now my roaming days are gone. Too many irons in the fire,
is worse than not having any. I've had my share, and from now on I'm putting all my eggs in one basket. I'm betting everything I've got on you. I'm giving all my love to one baby. Lord help me if my baby don't come through. I've got a great big amount saved up in my love account. Honey and I've decided love divided in two won't do. So I'm putting all my eggs in one basket. I'm betting everything I've got on you.
Henry Hall and the BBC Dance Orchestra, I'm Putting All My Eggs in One Basket, on world record SH172. World SH172. And we'll have some more after the break.
Fly to Germany, Berlin, Frankfurt, Munich, from as little as £39.50. Phone German Tourist Facilities on 01 229 9427 or see us at Olympia. Remember, 229 9427 for Germany.
Don't miss George Harrison's presentation of the controversial film Little Malcolm and His Struggle Against the Eunuchs, winner of two film festival awards, X Certificate. Brilliant performances by John Hurt, David Warner and John McHenry. See Little Malcolm at the ABC Bloomsbury now.
Look before you book. Come to the Holiday 75 show at Olympia, open every day from 4th to 12th of January. Get expert holiday advice from APTA and many other exhibitors. See spectacular displays of national costume, music and dancing from countries all over the world. Leave the kids watching Tom and Jerry while you look around. Taste German wines or watch the DJs and stars at the Capital Radio Studio. Come to the Holiday 75 show at Olympia, open every day, including Sundays, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Look before you book your holiday.
Here we are back again on Mardi Gras. Now, the biggest name in British dance music between the wars was Jack Hilton, I would say, for he toured the country and Europe with a fine band that could play hot or sweet style. Here's one of the hundreds of tracks they made that offers a bit of both. Turn on the Heat, with Jack Jackson on trumpet and Lou Davis on trombone in 1929.
Gumdrop later. Turn on the heat, or in the oil. Starting to bubble, come to a boil. You put the burn off the popper and turn on the heat.
Turn on the Heat, from a world record set number SH218, called Jack Hilton Plays De Silva, Brown and Henderson, for all 16 numbers on it, are by this famous American songwriting team. Jack Jackson, the trumpet player on that, afterwards left Hilton and in 1933 formed a band of his own. You can hear how good it was on a world record that includes a hot arrangement of Harry Wood's What a Little Moonlight Can Do. Jack Jackson and his Dorchester Hotel Orchestra, What a Little Moonlight Can Do, on world record SH210. World SH210. I could go on playing these fine records all night, you know, but they're making frantic signs at me to say there's only time for one more, so let's make it one by Ray Noble and his orchestra with Al Bowley singing. You ought to see Sally on Sunday, another one written by Harry Woods.
She's a picture of charm. Just imagine my pride as she clings to my arm. You might pass her by on Monday when her long weary workday is through, but you ought to see Sally on Sunday, the one day her dreams come true.
Noble and his all-star orchestra, You Ought to See Sally on Sunday, with Al Bowley singing and giving words of encouragement. It's one of a two-disc set on World Records SH-119. World SH-119. And the other three sides are devoted to Harry Roy, Lou Stone and Roy Fox. Well, there are some for you to trade those record tokens in for. Thank you for listening. Oh, and thank you all very much for your letters saying how much you like the show. It's nice to have friends round and play them things they like. So join me again next week, will you? And I'll be playing your requests. If you get in quickly and with a postcard telling me what you'd like to hear, I'll do my best to put it in for you. All right? Till then, this is Brian Russ saying good night from Mardi Gras, our carnival of the best in vintage popular music and all that jazz.